Okay, Terev Hashem, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So in Mishnah Vav, we talk about if a man divorces his wife, so the halacha is, of course, that she is usher to marry his brother. If he dies without having children, she's still usher to marry his brother, because a woman is not zakuk liyibum unless she was married to her husband when he died. But if they were already divorced by the time he died, so then it's not a yibum situation. So this Mishnah talks about what happens if a husband remarried her after he divorced her, and then he dropped dead. So a man was married to a woman, he divorced her, then he remarried her, then he dropped dead. So is there a yibum situation? So Hamagarish Isha Vehechzira, a man divorces his wife and remarries her, Mutaris Liyavim. So now she is in a yibum situation, so she's mutter to the yibum, Rabbi Eliezer Oser. But Rabbi Eliezer said, no, she's also to the yibum because of a gzera mitrabanan. V'chein Hamagarish Yisoma. Similarly, if a person divorces a Yisoma that was given to him by her mother or brothers, where it's only a marriage midrabanan vehechzira, and then he remarries her and he dies without having children, Tanakama says mutaras liyavam, that that's a yibum situation. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer says that they can't do yibum, and again it's a din midrabanan. Now the Mishnah says ketana shisia via v'niskarsha. If a ketana was given over by her father in marriage and then got divorced, ki yisoma b'chayav, she's like a yisoma, like an orphan with a living father. What does that mean? Hechzira, if the husband remarries her while she's still a ketana, so the second marriage is only a marriage midrabanan. So if he then dies without any children, divrei even the Tanakama would agree that she's asur to the Yavam, because her first marriage was a marriage midar raisa, so she became asura to the brother, and she remains asura to him even after the divorce. And when she remarries her husband after the divorce, that's only a marriage midrabanan. So when the husband dies without any children, there's definitely no yibum, no zika liyibum on a dar raisa level to that brother-in-law, and therefore even the Tanakama would say that she's usher to the Yavam. Now we move on to Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah talks about the possibility of doing Yibum in the cases where two sisters are married to two brothers, and the marriages are Drabanan type of marriages. So we'll start with two cases where the sisters' marriages are both only Drabanan marriages. Shneach and Nesun Shtei Achayos Yisomos Katanos. Two brothers were married to two sisters who were Yisomos, so they didn't have a father who was able to give them over for marriage on a daraisa level, and they were ketanos, so they couldn't get married on their own, so it was only their mothers and brothers who gave them over for kiddushin, which is only a marriage midrabanan. Umeis baila shel achas mehen, and one of their husbands died, so the almana goes free without any yibum, she has no zika liyibum, mishum achos isha, because she is the wife's sister, because the Yavam is married to her sister, so the Almana is usher to that Yavam as an erva, and she doesn't need to do even Chalitza. The Almana had only had a marriage midrabanan in the first place, so the only Zika that would have existed would have been a Zika midrabanan. So the fact that her sister is married to the Yavam also only on a drabanan level is enough to absolve them of that requirement midrabanan, that Zika midrabanan. Now, if you have two women or two sisters who are both deaf mutes and they were married to two brothers, so the marriage of a cheresh or a chereshes in this instance is like the marriage of a yisoma katana, where it's only a drabanan marriage, and therefore again, if one of the husbands died, the almana goes free. Now we're going to have a case where two brothers married two sisters, but only one sister had a marriage mitrabanan, the other one was a marriage mitaraisa, gedola or katana. You have one of the sisters was a gedola and the other one was a katana, and one of the husbands died. So meis by lishal katana, if the katana's husband died, which means that the marriage midrabanan was the one that ended with the husband's death. So teitzei katana mishum achos isha. So certainly she's an erva to the brother-in-law on a daraisa level, so that certainly absolves you of any zika or any need for chalitza. Meis by lishal gedola, if the husband of the gedola is the one that died, so then there is an actual zika of yibam on a daraisa level, and there's only an erva on a midrabanan level, so that is going to be subject to machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer melamdin as a ketana shetimayin bo. We tell the ketana to do me another husband, that takes away her marriage even lemafreya, so it's as if she was never married, and now there's a Zika Midaraisa that you can even take care of with actual Yibum. Rabbi Gamliel Omer in Miana, Rabbi Gamliel says, if she were to actually do Miyun, Miana, that's fine, that's perfectly acceptable, and then You can have Yibum with the Gedola sister. Vim lav, but if she doesn't do Miyun, Tamtinat Shetagdil, let her wait until she becomes an adult, and then her marriage will become a marriage Midaraisa, Vitezalizum, Mishamachosisha, and then the Gedola Almana, the Almana will now be a Chosisha on a Daraisa level where there won't be any Zika. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer, third Shita, Ilo Alishto, Vilo Alesha Sachiv, woe unto the Yavim over his own wife, and woe unto the Yavim from his brother. His wife, there's no way to make either one of these women muteris to him. Motzi asishto beget veishasav ach bechalitza. He needs to divorce his wife and he needs to a chalitza with his brother's wife. Meaning he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that the Yavam cannot stay with his wife because she's now the sister of his zukuka. But whereas Rabbi Lazar paskind that we encourage her to do miyun to her husband, Rabbi Shua says that's also not an option because we try to avoid miyun. So there's no choice but for the husband to divorce her. And once he divorces her, the adult sister becomes asur to him as his grusha's sister. So since he's now asura to him, he is now asura to her, he has to do chalitza so that he can marry somebody else. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we learned that someone who divorces his wife and remarries her and then drops dead is allowed to do Yibum. I mean, the wife is allowed to do Yibum, according to Tanakhama, but Rabbi Lazar says he's not. And similarly, if someone divorces a Yisoma, where they only had a marriage Midrabanan, and then he remarried her, and then he dropped dead, so again, the woman is allowed to do Yibum, according to Tanakhama, but not according to Rabbi Lazar. And then we said that a Katana, whose father marries her off, so it's a marriage Midaraisa, and then she got divorced, so she's what we call the Yisoma B'chaye Ha'av, and then she gets remarried still as a Katana, so that marriage is only Midrabanan, so everyone says that Sasura to do Yibum. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if you have two brothers that are married to two sisters that are Yisomos Katano, so both marriages are only Midrabanan, and the one of the husbands die, so the other one is free to go without any Zika, it's Achos Isha. And if you have two women that are both deaf-mutes and are married to two men also, only marriages midrabanan, you have the same halacha, that it's teitzei mishum achos isha. But if you have a gedola and a katana, one sister has a marriage midaraisa, and the other sister has a marriage midrabanan, and the husband of the katana dies, so then the katana is free of any yibum requirement because of achos isha. But if the husband of the gedola died, we have a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says we tell the katana to do miyun. Rabbi Gamliel says that if she did miyun, that's fine, but otherwise we don't encourage it because we try to avoid miyun, so we just have to wait until she becomes a gedola, and then Vaiter turns into a case of achos isha, so you're not going to have any zika. And Rabbi Yeshua is choshish for both of those things, and therefore he's not allowed to stay with his wife. He's going to have to divorce his wife, and he's going to have to do chalitza with his brother's wife. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnayos Ches and Tes.